BarrelZ28.com podcast number 11.
Number 11?
Number 11.
11. Okay.
Yeah, and it's damn cold outside.
Yeah, for being what? November, what is it?
17th.
17th.
Speaking of which, this is being recorded on November 17th, 2005.
And it's damn cold.
It's damn cold. And I'm not ready for 20 degree weather yet.
No, because it was like, what, 60 last week here in the Detroit area?
Yeah. It was snowing last night.
It was?
It was snowing last night.
I whipped out my electric blanket, so I was in, you know, I went and slept right through the night.
This sucks.
Yeah, well, you know, we should move to Vegas.
Oh, I would love to move to Vegas.
Let's move to Vegas.
We got how many more months now?
7 or 12 or something like that.
4 more months until we can take our cars out.
Yeah, I just put mine away last weekend.
Yeah, I haven't done that yet.
I used the trick that we talked about in podcast number 8 about the Visqueen, laying that down, and it worked out pretty good. It only took me about a half an hour to really do it up nice and... But yeah, it's wrapped up for the winter, and well, hell, I don't drive it anyway, so what's the difference, right? 2002 Camaro with 5,000 miles on it and change.
I'm not ready to...
Yeah, it's damn cold.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so what's going on?
Well, we're finally moved to our new server completely.
Oh.
It's about time.
Yeah.
It's been a pain in my ass.
Yeah, I think it's been a pain for some of the members, too.
But, you know, it's all done. We're just waiting for DNS propagation, and unfortunately we can't control that.
How long could that take, Chris?
God, it can take anywhere from 2 hours to 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's up to the ISPs of what the members use. It's not anything that we can control, unfortunately.
No, our DNS has been updated. It's up to the rest of the DNS world to get the right information. So if you're still having problems accessing the message board, which I've been getting a few emails about, you can go straight to the IP address by going to 64.65.63.61/forums. That should get you into the message board, no problem.
Okay. It'll just be a little bit of time, and it'll be back to normal, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No biggie. Hey, so what the hell else is going on?
I want to talk about nitrous.
Nitrous?
I got the nitrous itch again, even though I just put my car away. I kind of, when I get it out, I want to maybe have it on the spray, and an old friend of ours, Mike Licht, used to always say, "If you wanna play, you gotta spray." And that's what I did on my previous Camaro for a while, and I really liked it a lot. It's like liquid crack, is what else he said, and it's true. It's fun, and we got our nitrous section that's got some pretty active nitrous users, and one of our sponsors, Nitro Dave, he's active there pretty much. But if you ever thought about getting nitrous, it's rather inexpensive, and if you use the right equipment and don't go overboard. And just make sure you got everything, all the bases covered, and you don't get too crazy with it. It's a good time, man. It'll make any car a hell of a lot faster. So check out our nitrous section if you thought about using it, and consult an expert. Always do that unless you really know the stuff. Which if you do, then everything that I'm telling you is pointless.
Yeah, because you don't want to blow your shit up.
Yeah, we don't. Right. Yeah, you don't want to do that. And so definitely consult an expert, and above all, have fun, and spank some Mustang ass while you're at it. You like that?
Or your monkey.
Or spank your monkey. Video section is kicking ass.
Yes.
There's some cool stuff in there, man. Every day, something new. I see new videos every day. We know you've seen some cool videos and probably saved them to your hard drive, so... go over to videos.camaroz28.com.
That's right. Post away. I've seen people posting in the lounge. Hey, can someone host my videos? Hey, we can do it.
Absolutely.
Go to videos.camaroz28.com and just upload it.
It's free. It's easy. Follow the instructions. Any moron can figure it out. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's like every day there's new videos, so it's something. I got some cool sites I check out first thing in the morning every day.
What's that?
Naturally ours, but I go to woot.com.
Oh yeah.
Woot. Yeah. I love Woot. And
slick deals.
Slick deals. Yeah, I go there several times a day. And then there's also one for, the outdoor sportsman type thing, for outdoor sports, steepandcheap.com.
Oh, yeah.
And they're cool sites, but I check out the videos now, too. It's part of my rotation is to see what's new in the videos.
Yeah.
So you guys
check out the forums and slick deals, too.
Yeah.
A lot of cool stuff in there that doesn't get posted on the front page.
Yeah, there's a lot of good deals out there. And with the holiday season coming up, man, you can save some money. So last week's episode, our op-ed piece...
Oh, you mean bumper nuts?
Bumper nuts. That kind of got people's attention a little bit.
Yeah, sure did.
So I was thinking about this recently. I've seen a lot of really, really tacky or just plain goofy things on cars.
Oh, my God. You can go on forever.
Yeah, well, you're right. I could, but fortunately for everybody who's listening, I'm not going to. But what I was thinking we could do is we could have some people either email us or post in the podcast forum, or more preferably... call our telephone number and leave a message.
Yeah.
And tell us what kind of crazy things you've seen on cars that just made you shake your head. Yeah. And we're not talking about the standard, you know, silly racer neon things, but stuff that's just kind of bizarre and goofy, kind of like bumper nuts.
Bumper nuts.
So what's that phone number, Chris, before I forget?
586-486-3182.
Operators are standing by.
Not.
So, yeah, well, you know, a digital recorder is standing by.
There you go.
More like it. But I can think of one thing that I thought was just the best thing in the world. Oh, it was on a Z28 here in the Detroit area. It was a license plate frame, and I'm not meaning to go back to the bumper nuts thing quite as much, but it was a license plate frame that said, "My balls itch." And I managed to talk to the guy, and I said, "Listen, you got to tell me the story behind your license plate frame." And he says, "Well, I bought the car used from a Saturn dealership, and it had a Saturn dealership license plate frame on it. So I took the license plate frame off. But then I thought that it looked kind of silly without a frame around it, so I went to, I think it was AutoZone or Kragen or whatever the hell, Auto's joint, yep. And went to buy a license plate frame, but they were all like fuzzy or zebra striped, and they're all pretty lame. So we bought one that was like the make your own license plate frame, where you got the little letters that you put in the little slot and everything. So he buys it, thinking he'd put, you know, something cool on it. Gets it home, and he stood there looking at it, and he couldn't come up with what he wanted to put on it. So he just decided to put "My balls itch" on his license plate frame, and he drove around with it that way.
Nice.
What have you seen?
Whatever happened to the Crown air fresheners? You remember the Crown air fresheners?
God.
You'd always see those in the back of someone's car.
Right on the rear ledge underneath the rear window. And like, you know,
or
like
up on their dash.
Yeah, if they didn't have a rear ledge like in an old Cutlass or something like that.
Right, or a big old Caddy or something like that.
Yeah, what did happen to those? Maybe everybody got really realized the joke that they were.
Yeah.
So, but maybe, I don't know. I'm kind of glad they're gone, but I'm kind of miss them at the same time. It keeps things entertaining.
Yeah. I've been seeing these, like, weird tint jobs lately, too.
Oh, with the tribal things and the mirrors.
The mirrored ones. Yeah.
It's becoming
more prevalent around this area, and I don't even think those are legal.
No, they're not legal at all.
I didn't think so. You see it on a lot of cars.
They kind
of
look like the old sunglasses from the 70s.
Yeah,
the mirrored sunglasses that the state troopers would wear.
Yeah.
Now the state troopers can't see inside the car. Man. So anyway, if you guys out there saw something really wild or silly just on a car that people got to have a lot of balls, a lot of balls to put on their car, give us a buzz or give us make a post or give us an email and tell us about it. We'd like to hear about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
And if you call and leave that message, we'll mix it right into one of the future podcasts. We'll cover it, so we'll make you famous.
Yeah.
So, anything else?
I can't think of anything else for...
Whitney Houston's a bitch. Kevin Costner has no forehead. And Lamb of God is the best metal band to come out in a long time.
Okay.
That's what I... That there we go.
Okay. And don't drink Jones Soda holiday pack.
Well, why? What would possess you to drink, you know, asparagus-flavored soda? Or
it wasn't asparagus.
What was it then? What were the flavors?
Okay, it was like turkey and gravy.
Okay, stop! Doesn't that tell you something right there? I
mean, salmon pate.
Pate?
Co-worker came in with this holiday pack that she bought at Target that is funding the...
Whoa, she paid for this?
Yeah. Because I guess if you buy this pack, so much money goes for the Toys for Tots and Make-A-Wish or whatever it is.
I'd just rather buy him a toy than subject myself
to
that.
So she came in, she says, "Okay, here's a cup for everybody. We're going to try this."
Oh, God.
I was like, "Well, what are we going to try? Don't worry about it. You're going to try it." So she laid the bottles out, and then she proceeded to hand out a plastic cup to everybody and just a little tiny sip in each one. It was the nastiest taste ever.
Well, of course.
Out of anything I've ever tasted. Well...
What was the best one out of the five?
That's stretching it. that's really stretching it. Corn on the cob, I would have to say, because it didn't have that strong of a flavor.
Corn on the cob soda.
Corn on the cob.
Not like cream corn.
I would think the best one out of the bunch was the pecan pie.
Well, yeah, because it's sweet like soda, but...
Oh, it was nasty.
But salmon pate?
It was bad. It was bad. And someone who tasted it, who actually likes salmon, said it tasted like... dead, rotting fish. All I know is I just tasted a little on my tongue and spit it out and I almost barfed.
I can't believe you even tried it, Chris. I mean, with them coming to you saying it's salmon pate, whatever it is, soda is no different than somebody saying, hey, here's new Jones Soda dog shit surprise flavor. Glorified cat litter flavor. Come on.
Oh, it was gross. It was gross.
Now I want to go out and buy it and try it.
Oh.
I saw it.
I'm warning you. I'm just warning you.
The label is the warning.
Dude,
I'll tell you that.
Open it up and smell it. That's all you need to do.
I'm not going
to
spend money on that, much less try it. that. Well, I got to give you... Oh, you know when I was in Vegas? I ate a raw oyster. I ate raw, a bunch of raw seafood and... Yeah, you think salmon pate soda is bad? Suck down... Actually, eat, like chew, a raw oyster.
No thanks.
Well, you ate the salmon pate.
No, I tied a little on my tongue and spit it out.
Yeah, I don't know how much oysters are because I didn't pay for them, but, you know, I... Well, we're glad we're ending this podcast on a happy note. I think we're just going to leave it at that.
Yeah, we'll be back after Thanksgiving next week, and maybe we'll have some interesting stories.
Yeah, so, and if you guys are out there and you see, get a chance to try the Jones Soda pate flavor...
Don't.
But if you do, tell us about it. We want to hear it. What's that number again, Chris?
The number's 586-486-3182. Or just send us an email. Webmasters@camarlz28.com.
Or just post in the podcast forum.
Yep.
And that's it. I think I've had enough.
That's it. So,
I think
stay
warm. You just ruined Thanksgiving for me. That's what you did. Yeah, stay warm.
Stay warm if you're out east here.
And
if
you're
out west,
get bent. Later on.
Later.
My balls itch.